Welcome to CEO Week. I'm so excited that you are here and you're wanting to be the best CEO that you can possibly be. I love the word CEO because it feels powerful to me, and more women get to feel powerful. And we like to say at the Wealthy Queen Movement, CEO means conquering every obstacle. Because that's really what a CEO does, right? There's gonna be challenges. There's gonna be things that you really get to break through and figure out, right? And every business has it. So, you being the most powerful CEO possible is going to help you conquer every obstacle. So, that is my mission this week, is to not only help you become a more powerful CEO, and how we're gonna do that is reducing your stress. Okay, so if you're feeling a little stressed, then this is a good week for you. And we want to reduce that stress. And most importantly, we really want to make sure we maximize those money-making opportunities for you because, as the CEO, one of your main jobs is revenue, right? We've got to make sure that your business is making money so it can grow and thrive and be able to do all the things you want it to do as your wealth vehicle, right? So think of all the places you want to travel. Think of all the money that you want to give to charity. Think of if you want to give your children, be able to fund their schooling, right? Whether it be traditional or non-traditional, right? If you really desire to have like a closet full of like fun clothes or just to go out to dinner and not to be stressed, your business can do all of these things and more. This is the powerful part about building your business and doing things like CEO Week because you are a very, very smart woman. My job here is to help bring it out of you. You already have everything that you need. I really do believe that, and I hope that you believe that too. My job is just to bring it out, help get it all organized, to motivate the crap out of you, and to make sure that we can move forward very focused and be able to move as quickly as possible. So you and me are the like powerhouse team together, and I'm really, really excited to be able to support you this week. So if we haven't had the opportunity to meet, my name is Nelly Corvo. I am the founder and CEO of the Wealthy Queen Movement, and our mission and vision is to help women build their wealthiest business and life and be able to have so much fun doing it and it to feel easy. We want this to feel fun and easy. That's really like at the core of what we're doing and creating practical resources and support for you so that way we can do that. And we have clients all over the world, from Canada to Dublin, Ireland to the United States. I live in Ohio, so we do have a huge Ohio base, but we have queens from all over. So this week, you're going to be able to watch everything either live or replay. So please tune in and say hello. And I'm just so excited to have my one-on-one call with you as well. So make sure you have that scheduled so we can have a little bit of one-on-one time together and be able to move forward and figure out how we can best serve and support you after this week. So with that being said, how is this going to work? So there's five quick lessons for you. We are all about action. You really don't need to learn too much, more than you already know. We get to do, right? Do it now is one of my favorite sayings. Do it now, do it now, do it now, right? If we keep delaying, that is the number one enemy to wealth, is denial and delay. So we don't want to deny that you want a big ass business. Okay, because you've got some really awesome goals on your vision board that cost money, right? It's just factual. It costs money, and we want to be able to spend money and fund those dreams, right? And then we don't want to delay because every day that we delay is another day that we're not building that vision for you. So the more emotional we can get with this, the better. So each day is a different focus, and I'll reveal what the focus is each morning to you, whether you watch live or the replay, and then I'll give you a quick challenge to go do. As a CEO in CEO Week, the best way you can get the most out of this is to watch each lesson. Of course, take notes, record your aha moments, but the most important part is what I tell you to do, go do it. right? Even if you've got to fit it into a small pocket of time, do it because it's going to help move you forward so much faster. Okay, so today's focus is your life. Before we talk any business, we've got to get your life in order. And you may be sitting there like, oh, Nelly, oh, whoa, Nelly, that's a lot, right? You may be feeling that way. As women building businesses, we're emotional, right? And so the dishes stress us out. The laundry stresses us out. The dirty floors stress us out, right? So all of these things actually are hurting our businesses because they're stressing us out. And I said, one of my main goals this week is to help reduce your stress. So today our focus is to really look at your life and see where is it messy? Where is it feeling stressful? And I want you to write it all down, right? Maybe the kitchen is feeling really messy and stressful. Maybe for you, the laundry is out of control. Maybe for you, it is the floors, or there's a certain room, or your office just needs some TLC, right? I want you to get a master list of all the areas of your life. You can even think about like your calendar or your personal budget. That's a little bit more like, it's not like an actual like object, right? But it's more digital. So maybe your personal email is out of control. These things slow us down because they're not organized, right? So there's a system that I want you to think about here, okay? It is first deleting anything we can delete, whether that be donating items, deleting emails, right? Getting rid of subscriptions. Those are all deleting activities, right? Deleting is one of like the most instant gratification things that we can do because it's pretty quick, right? Like if you can delete something off your to-do list or delete an expense that just doesn't need to be there, you get that really quick dopamine hit where you're like, ooh, that felt really, really good, right? So deleting is the first step, okay? After you have your master list, deleting, then organizing, right? Because we can't delete everything. So we can then organize once we've deleted, okay? And then from there, it is delegate, okay? Do you need to be doing all the household chores? If you've got children or a significant other, or maybe since we deleted some expenses, maybe we could allocate those expenses to have somebody come into your home once a week and do a quick tidy up, right? So we're gonna delegate what we can, okay? So we're going to organize, then we're going to delegate. Okay. This is a system that you can continue on after this week as well. And then the last is automate. There's so much that we can automate. It's crazy, right? From air fresheners, right? To your coffee maker, right? To any subscriptions that you need that can just come on autopilot, like toilet paper, right? Or paper towels. These things may feel insignificant individually, but they take so much of your brain power to think about, oh my gosh, we're out of toilet paper. We need more toilet paper, right? We're out of dish soap, or this place, you know, is smelling a little stinky, right? And so when we can automate as much as we possibly can, right, it can just make everything flow so much easier, okay? So I want to go through those again. Delete anything and everything you can. Organize, okay? Then delegate, okay? And then automate, because sometimes we can automate things that don't need to be delegated, so those can go hand in hand. So those four areas can help you so much. So let's review what you're doing. You're going through a master list of every area in your life that is stressing you out, and I want you to be very, very specific. You can use the tools that I just, the four tools that I shared with you, okay? So delete, organize, delegate, and automate. Okay. But what I really want you to focus on so you don't get overwhelmed is pick one area. Okay. So you have your master list. So if you want to go like guns blazing this week and do them all and feel amazing, you can do that, of course. But at the very least, I want you to pick one area that's going to give us the most bang for your buck. So typically where I coach people into is figuring out where you spend the most time. So for me, I spend a lot of time in my home office, right? I spend a lot of time in my master bedroom sleeping. I want that place to feel really relaxing. We spend a lot of time in our family room, right? So these main areas, I want to make sure I feel really peaceful and feel good to be in, right? So I want you to think of at least one area And that's what you're committing to making very peaceful, making very organized, right? Getting any help that you need, but really making it feel so amazing that when you walk in, you're like, and that's your one room, okay? The one room that is sacred, that you protect at all costs, and is always top notch. Because if you're in there the most, then we wanna make sure we protect your energy. Okay. And so if you do work from home, I would suggest it to be your home office, or wherever you work, right? If you work at your kitchen table, then we would obviously make sure that your kitchen is like top notch, because your energy coming into your business, we don't want to bring that stress in there, right? So of course, do we want a very organized home from top to bottom? Absolutely. But that may not be realistic right now. So let's get that quick dopamine hit with what is going to make you feel the best right now and pick that one room. So that is your challenge today as the CEO, as the amazing badass CEO, is that one room. Okay. Feel free to share your progress as you progress. Okay. But again, the best way you can get the most out of this week is to take massive action. Do what Nelly says to do. I even have to listen to myself. I'm like, okay, what did I coach other people to do? Let me make sure I do that for myself. So I will never waste your time. We are here to build a big ass business. And I know the thing that is stressing so many women out is this. So we're starting here and we're going to get juicier and deeper in your business as we progress this week. So make sure you get your one-on-one call scheduled. I can't wait to chat with you this week. And I can't wait to hear all of your huge breakthroughs this week. It's going to be an awesome, awesome week. So hang tight, listen up, clear your calendar, and get ready to become the best CEO that you possibly can become. You're amazing, and this is going to be so powerful for you. All right, get to work.